Welcome to Cat Chat, brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose personal mission has been to formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie has also created clean protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give your kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. Often sharing my conversation with feline expert Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, which brings together short films from around the world that celebrate kitty cats. The festival premieres every fall in New York City and then travels to theaters across America and Canada, with a portion of every ticket going to local cat welfare organizations with the support of Dr. Elsie's. My wonderful co-host, Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, is on the board of a nonprofit that gives grants to other nonprofits. This is like the ultimate circle of goodness. It's called Mission Meow. Michael, tell me and tell everybody else about it, because it's like, how cool are you? You've got a nonprofit giving money to other nonprofits, so the money just goes round in a happiness circle, right?
It's a happiness circle. So Mission Meow was founded by Sally Williams. She was the founder of a previous nonprofit called the Brody Fund, which was...
Oh, I heard of that.
Yeah, it was... People knew the Brody Fund. It was to help people whose pets were going through cancer.
Yes.
So it would help people basically pay for treatment. It was like a resource, support, education around canine and feline cancer, which... anyone who's gone through it, which many of us have, knows it's a very devastating disease. But in many cases, you can do something and still maintain your pet's quality of life. So that was really her jam. And then she basically, I think, got a little ready to move on. And she founded Mission Meow last summer. And she's amazing. She called me. So let me talk about the premise of Mission Meow, which is really kind of crowdfunding money to then give larger donations to small nonprofits that are cat focused. So nice. All of the nonprofits that we're giving money to are for cats. They're small, so they're not getting huge grants from other places. They need this money to, typically complete a project, get supplies that are essential. And Sally contacted me to see if I would become a business partner. So part of the way we're structured is we have business partners who commit to quarterly donations. So we know that we have a certain amount of money coming in every 3 months. Then we can kind of predict our funds and what we can give to our next grant. So she called me and said, will you be a business partner? And I was so excited about the mission and the kind of the framework of it, with this idea of really bringing people together to make a group donation. Yes. On a meaningful level, that I was like, well, can I do more? And so I said, do you need someone on your board of trustees?
Wow.
And so it was just like, I was really excited to be a part of Mission Meow. Like, I was so moved by the organization and what she was doing that I wanted to do more than just give money. I'm a donor and a board member, and I'm currently the treasurer, which is...
Wow. That's really cool. But... how many people are on a board let's say, a nascent nonprofit like this, a new youngish one? I mean, are there two? Are there 10?
No,
how many are there?
Six. I'm counting right now. There are seven of us. There's seven of us. And that was another thing that really motivated me, because other people on the board were people I knew, people I felt, they're all doing amazing projects themselves. Jen Glick is the founder of Volana Cote, which is a jewelry company that makes jewelry out of fallen whiskers and ashes your pets after they pass away.
No.
It's a really, really amazing company. Jennifer Barrow, who is the founder of the company Catball, which is a cat bed company. She's an old friend of mine. She's on the board. Tamar Arlanian, she wrote the book Shop Cats of New York. She's on the board.
Oh, that's a great book. Did you know that I gave that book, her publisher gave it to me to give away a few years ago at the Cat Film Festival to all the directors who came from around the world to see their films in an audience? That is the most fabulous book.
Yeah, and she's a fabulous person. Mick Zadalowski, I probably just butchered his last name, but he is the former guardian to Oscar the Blind Cat and Klaus, and he works at the Progressive Animal Welfare Society in Washington State. And then last but not least, Samantha Bell, who is a cat behavior lead at Best Friends Animal Society and also a cat behavior consultant who's been working as an advocate for cats for years. So it's really like this power group of people that I was like super excited to work with. And the nice thing is, so we've brought in all of these business partners in just a few months of being in. So I think the organization was founded in July. In October, we gave our first grant to Catsbury Park in New Jersey, $10,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, to expand and develop their facility. Catsbury Park is a cat cafe and rescue group. And so that was amazing. And then in January, we gave $6,000 to Full Circle Feral in Missouri, which is a rescue group that helps educate people on trap, neuter, return, and also how to assess when kittens can be rehomed, adopted out, socialized, versus when cats need to go back to the field. So yeah, those are our first two grants. It's been just a few months that we've been in existence.
Wow.
We are always looking for business partners. So if you are a business and you think you could make a quarterly donation, we don't have a minimum level of donation. We're just really asking people to commit to something that, you know, is meaningful to them and that they can reasonably afford. And we also, of course, accept individual donations. We've had a few fundraising events and hope to continue to do that. And really the goal is to just pool as much of this money as possible and make a large donation that will make a big difference for a rescue group.
What a brilliant idea. So instead of giving $25 to the cat rescue or TNR group of your choice, by everybody pooling their money, it can be this donation that has zeros on the end of it. And instead of them just piecing together a check here or a check there, they can say, wow, we just got 10 grand. This is exactly what we can use to do fill in the blank. And it allows them to make a leap forward in their work.
Yeah, and we accept, you know, we have an application period where organizations can submit grant proposals. And so it's not like we're just, you know, giving money out without a plan. We ask for a budget. We want to ensure that they're a nonprofit themselves and that they have a board of directors and that they have their financials in order. And that the project is something that benefits cats and makes sense, right? So we're trying to really make a difference to an org. So, you know, a small nonprofit, especially rescue group, $10,000 could be the difference between having a spay neuter van or,
oh my God, yes,
you know, building a nursery for underage kittens. So we're really excited about where people are interested in expanding their projects and how we can help. It's really exciting.
It's fabulous. It's funny because business partner in nonprofit terms means want to be our business partner, which means you can share in the wealth, right? You can be part of the money we're going to make, as opposed to being a business partner for Mission Meow is, and you can give us some money and then we're going to give it away together.
Yeah, but it really is that community. We offer our business partners promotion on our social media and, you know, we do blog posts on our business partners. We want our business partners to succeed. And we want small businesses to thrive as well. And a lot of our business partners are small cat-focused businesses themselves. So people that are making cat products and, you know, maybe we have a couple like realtors and we have an eyeglass company. You know, there's definitely some people who love cats and have a business that's not cat-related. But to me, it's really excited to see all the community come together and supporting all the other businesses of, you know, people who are working to better the lives of cats.
Well, I think it's fabulous. I think it's absolutely great. And I will definitely reach out to some of the sponsors of Dog Talk and Kitties too and see if this is something they might like to be involved in. I certainly feel like I know a lot of cat-centric companies, right? Not just individuals. Yeah. You guys are all individual powerhouses, but there's so many companies that would probably love to feel very secure and confident that the donation they were giving was going to be given to a group that you have done the sort of homework on.
Sure.
That's important. I know there was a period of time in Chicago where there was a very well-known and well-regarded cat rescue, and it got into terrible financial problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, you know, kind of, I think it maybe have become solvent again. But that's a bad feeling for people that are trying to use some of their money to help cat kind of companies, and then they find out that it was mismanaged or went down the drain.
Sure.
There was one in LA, horrible situation of a quite high profile, kind of mostly kitten and cat rehoming and rescue, and they paid all this money to buy a house or to have a house turned into the rescue, and then claimed, I only saw this on social media, claimed that the contractor ran off with this $57,000. But,
yeah,
you know, really, did the contractor really do it, or was it the person running it that just simply, you know, may have been a little wobbly? So it's really important when you give your money to feel like you're giving it to something solid and reliable, and that you've done all the homework.
Yeah, we do a lot of vetting, and we, you know, interview the applicants, and, you know, we do the whole giant check presentation so people can see pictures. And of course, we are sharing pictures on our social media and on our website of these projects as they get funded and as they come to fruition. So, for example, for Full Circle Feral, we gave them money for feral dens, which are a way to transport feral cats safely, and also for recovery cages. So after spay neuter, they have safe places for the cats to stay. They're an entirely volunteer run organization. And so by increasing the amount of supplies they had, they can increase the number of cats that they can rescue and house temporarily while they're getting them spayed and neutered. So, you know, we're very excited to share what we're doing, completely open and transparent, and just really excited about building community, being able to make a meaningful difference for a small organization that could, sure, fundraise on Instagram or on Kickstarter and get dribs and drabs here and there. But we want to, bam, give them a big check and help them get a project to completion.
That's really great. Well, this is the first I've heard about it. And as you said, it's brand new. I knew that you were going to be part of something important, but it's the first that I've learned what the mission is and how you carry it out. And I would like to be a partner. I would like Cat Chat to be a partner of Mission
Meow.
You just
made my day.
Well, you've made mine, to know that with all the work you do, and for yourself and for others, and all your work with Feline Minds, being a behavior consultant, and all the time and energy you've given to this show, simply out of love for educating and inspiring others, I would absolutely like Cat Chat to become a partner in Mission Meow, and I would like to do an interview with each and every one of either the grantees and or other members of your board on the show, you know, one by one, and let them talk about what the impact of Mission Meow has meant to them. So certainly Catbury Park and Full Circle Ferals, you can all listen, keep your ear to the ground, because I will definitely be inviting them on the show soon.
Excellent. Good. And if people want to learn more, they can go to missionmeow.org.
Perfect.
That's where our website is.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm really proud of you. It makes me even more proud than I already am to be your partner in this show. And now I hope to be a little more wind beneath the wings of the really fine work that you're doing with Mission Meow. So congratulations to you and to your grantees so far, and to those in the future. I hope to help you do more big bam good deeds. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you for listening. I hope this conversation has deepened your understanding and appreciation of cats everywhere. It's been brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, which created their own clean protein cat foods, inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey, to better satisfy a cat's appetite with ingredients naturally intended for her body. 90% of the protein in clean protein is animal-based, not plant-based, as in many cat foods, which can compromise cats' health. Clean protein is the first dry cat food I can personally recommend as a healthy choice, although I always hope that wet food will be your cat's primary diet. Thanks again for being here.